You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello there, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And it feels like I've been waiting so long to get to chat to you about this particular topic. And it is the brand new release of The Theatre Channel. Now, it comes courtesy of Adam Blanchet Productions and The Theatre Cafe. And it's a web series featuring the creme de la creme of the musical theatre industry, performing some of the best musical theatre show tunes, all filmed live on location at the Theatre Cafe in London. And unlike a lot of the concerts we've been getting throughout lockdown, it really does mix stage and screen and performance. Like, there are some songs that are just a person standing on stage singing at their best, but then others are more choreographed or blocked out or in costume. I mean, I watched the first episode on Friday and it was the most theatrical thing I've watched since lockdown began. They really have done such a good job of capturing the essence of musical theatre on camera in a way that I don't think we've really seen as much over the past few months. And I utterly adore every second of it. So yeah, the first episode in the series was released on Friday just gone, and it is as brilliant as I was hoping it would be. It features performers like Hamilton's Taryn Callender, Waitress's Lucy Jones, Six's Jodie Steele, musical theatre extraordinaire Jenna Russell, real-life theatre couple Carrie Hope Fletcher and Oliver Ormson, who sing a wonderful version of Suddenly Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors, and also Olivier Award winner Matt Henry, who does Let It Sing from Violet, which is just one of my favourite musical theatre songs. Like, when I say it's brilliant, I really mean it. Every song is done so well, in terms of the performance itself, of course, but also the staging, the filming, the use of space. I mean, watching Jodie Steele live the absolute dream of doing an entire musical number on a rooftop, and it being Jesus Christ Superstar's Heaven on Their Minds, no less, it's just musical theatre at its best. And I have to give a special mention to the so-called Café 4, who are a reoccurring background ensemble made up of Alan Hawke, Emily Langham, Sadie Jean Shirley and Alex Woodward. Like, not gonna lie, their opening number of Candor and Ebb's Coffee in a Cardboard Cup was probably my favourite song in the episode. Fantastic harmonies, nice choreography. Like, I think it just epitomised what we all love about musical theatre and what we've all been missing while theatres are closed. So if any of what I've said so far sounds like your cup of tea, make sure you check out The Theatre Channel. I'll put a link in the description here to buy tickets. Each episode costs £12 to watch, but you do then have unlimited access to that particular episode after you've bought it. Episode 1 is already up and ready for you to watch, and episode 2, which is going to be a Halloween special released at the end of the month, has also just gone on sale, again for £12. I have to say, I'm very, very excited about that Halloween special from what I've heard so far. Lindsay Hateley, who actually started off her professional acting career as the title character in Carrie the musical, she'll be performing a song from that show. Bradley Jaden and Sophie Isaacs will be singing a duet from Frank Wildhorn's Dracula musical. And speaking of Frank Wildhorn, Josh Peterman from The Phantom of the Opera will be singing none other than Confrontation from Jekyll and Hyde. Like, you know how much I love Jekyll and Hyde. This set list is tailor-made for me. I cannot wait. That Halloween special will be released on the 30th of October, but you can get your tickets now for £12 at the link here in the post, where you can also buy episode one of the series to watch right now. I mean, if you're even the smallest fan of musical theatre, trust me that you will absolutely love this. So go on and give it a watch. And on that note, I'll say goodbye for now. At the moment, we're working with the 18th of October as Showtime's first live show back on URN. But watch this space and follow along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you're up to date with the latest announcements. In the meantime, I'll be back next Sunday at 6 o'clock for another Spotlight On. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.